Hello.
Man, it's good to be back here. It's been too long.
Good to be back in the Pitch It in H offices.
We got something for that ass, everybody.
Yeah.
It's been 1 week. It's been
2 weeks since you looked at me.
This is technically our fourth kind of three official Pitch It in H. Two official Pitch It in H's.
Yes, this will be the third. The first one was... It was a patron request. Niamh, I believe, who kind of got our juices long, where it was like if you could have like kind of Dreamcast or...
Yeah,
you know? I think it was the first movie. One was called the Dreamcast, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was, actually.
Terry's
yeah.
and Andy's Dreamcast.
I think we actually put that out on the main feed there a couple of months ago.
You're lucky. You've freeloaders.
But we bloody love doing the Pitch It in H... series, if you will. So if you haven't heard any before, basically we've come up with three movie ideas each, and we're going to pitch it to the other person. They're going to tell us what they liked, what they didn't like, changes they would make, and ultimately whether they would green light it or not if they were a famous Hollywood producer.
Would you like to go first?
I'll go first.
Excellent.
Okay, now
Look forward to this.
this was hard. This was the hardest week.
Really?
Like the hardest pitch in H I was like, to come up with
the
stuff.
The reason why I suggested it was that I was like, well, we're watching a movie and like we could have easily done like Black Widow or something like that. It's like,
yeah.
You know, but it's...
I love the pitch in H.
Yeah.
So this one, in this movie, a burnt out Wall Street trader. Played by Tom Hiddleston.
Oh.
Okay. Teams up with a shady dark web cryptocurrency guy. Okay.
Who's he?
Hang on. Dave Franco.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the money.
You can't cast James in anything anymore, really.
Why can't you?
Oh, he's...
What's he done?
A lot of allegations.
What's he said?
A lot of allegations of him being a grade A creep. When he's like an acting teacher and stuff like that, like, you know,
I believe it as well.
Yeah, like Seth Rogen's kind of not disowned him, but like he's kind of say, you know, they're not going to be working together for a while anyway.
Ooh,
yeah,
shit.
Like you notice he hasn't done it since The Disaster Artist.
Yeah, true.
That
actually.
Was and that's when it all came out. That was 2019, maybe 2 years ago.
Disaster Artist was 2019.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe 2018.
Huh. Huh. I don't know. Anyway, so he teams up with Dave Franco, the good Franco, to mine Bitcoin and make a lot of money. So this Wall Street trader guy is down on his luck. He's possibly got fired. He's got no money. Maybe he's got a coke habit. I don't know. Well, I do know, but I'm not telling you.
I mean, you're the writer. You tell me.
So they have to mine Bitcoin to make a lot of money, right? Now, I don't know if you know about mining Bitcoin.
I know everything about everything, Andy.
Okay, well, it takes a lot of super...
I'm a big-time producer.
It takes a big... Okay, well, sir, it takes a lot of electricity, a lot of high-powered computers, because there's only a finite amount of Bitcoin in circulation.
Uh-huh.
So, sir, I know you know this.
And when you say mine...
Sir, I can't help but notice that you've developed an accent that you didn't have at the start of this meeting. Would you mind telling me where you're from, man?
I'm from wherever I want to be from.
Okay, sorry. Look, I got out of line there. You were going to ask a question.
When you say mine, I know what you mean, but maybe you could say it for the benefit of my assistant here.
Well, it's very complicated, but basically there's a finite amount of Bitcoin in circulation.
You said that already.
When people mine Bitcoin, they're creating new Bitcoin units, essentially. So, very complicated. I don't know the internet, but we've got a guy for that, okay? Now,
okay.
The crypto guy the shady dark web James Franco, crypto guy, offers to help him, but he teams up with someone from his shady world to provide the collateral he needs to mine Bitcoin. James Woods. Okay? So he's like the shady guy's boss. Okay? Yes?
I'm going to stop you there. Question?
Okay.
Objectionable casting.
Okay? In what way, sir?
Look, me and Jimmy Woods go back a long way. Okay?
Okay, great. So you should be able to get him then.
In this climate, we couldn't have him on the picture. It's not a go picture.
Do you have any suggestions?
It's not a go picture with Jimmy Woods. We'll just, you know, whatever. We'll come back to it. But it's not a go picture with Jimmy Woods.
So to mine this Bitcoin, he needs a lot of high power computers, right? So the shady guys get him access to a JFK control room. Okay, JFK airport, right? So if you remember, this actually happened in like Denmark or somewhere recently where like people were wondering why their electricity bill was so high. And they were actually using some part of the airport, some disgruntled employee, to like mine Bitcoin or something like that. So that's where I got the idea. So they go to do that, but the power cuts everything. Planes can't land. The computers explode. Now they escape.
Explosions, you say?
Yes. Now they escape, but the dark web guys want their money, the collateral that they provided, because they thought they were getting some Bitcoin out of this. Which, as you know, Terry, Bitcoin is worth about $40,000 a unit. So
I knew
pretty
that.
Expensive.
I knew that, of course.
Exactly. But I mean, hopefully the people know, sir. now, they're chased around the airport, basically. It's an airport chase movie. Turns into an airport chase movie. Now, sir, I'll level with you. The wheels came off a bit towards the end, so, you know. But they're chased around the airport by these guys. Planes are forced to land everywhere. Everyone's running around. There's no lights on the runway. In all the commotion, they manage to sneak onto a plane and fly it. We'll cover that at a later stage. But the sleazeballs have got their way on the plane too. Once in the air, a showdown ensues, and the crypto shady guys are sucked out the door, and the two main guys parachute to safety.
I like the idea.
Thoughts?
I like the idea of them owing money to the crypto shady mafia, whatever, you know? Maybe if it's not James Woods.
Who could be a shady older character?
Who's asleep?
Somewhat sinister.
You know, I'm pretty good friends with Willem Dafoe.
Yes, he's mentioned you a few times. Yeah. He says he sees you outside his house every night.
We're all pals.
He says he doesn't know you, man.
You think you know him better than me?
I'm just saying what I heard. Yeah. Anyway, Willem Dafoe, sure. And you know, I considered Willem Dafoe, actually. Yeah.
If you wanted to be a go picture, you should have started with that.
Yeah, okay.
I like the idea of this. And I like the idea of them not completing the heist.
Okay.
You kind of lost me a little bit on the airport airplane thing, but them being on the run from the mafia is pretty good. I would be interested. It's not a full pass.
Okay. So your accent's changing again there. Again, remind me where you're from again, bro.
Bro?
I thought that's how we talk in Hollywood. You're not even from around here, are you?
From Delaware.
Look. So essentially, you give it a thumbs up.
Thumb in the middle, okay? I think the ending... There's parts of it I like.
I'll work on the ending.
I think when you're saying it becomes like an airport chase, Air Force One style movie, I like them. I like them being in deep shit, owing the money to the mafia and not being successful in their crypto heist.
And
then going on the run. I could see. Okay. I like that idea.
Okay, great.
But
I'll come back to you in 2 weeks with a different ending.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Let's see.
End scene.
Okay.
Role reversal. Now, Thanks for coming in, Slick.
Thank you for you for having me. Here's my manuscript. I call
Sit down.
Okay, sorry.
I can read. It's called... Why don't you just tell me what it's called? Eh?
It's called Operation 700.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Sorry to steal your Operation 700 thunder. That last movie was called Despair in the Departure Lounge.
Ooh, okay. I like the title.
Thank you. I robbed it. It's an Arctic Monkey song. But you know what?
Forget
it. It's a B-side. It's a B-side.
Forget it.
Anyway, sorry.
Get the hell out of my office.
And now you come into my office. Operation 700.
Yeah, Operation 700.
Okay, interested.
A young naval officer stationed on an island near South America is called upon to back up a covert operation gone awry.
Okay.
So, it's a English naval officer. Sorry, I should have stated that.
Okay.
So, it stars Dev Patel as the naval.
I knew he was going to feature in this episode.
Gugu Mbatha-Ra, Barry Keoghan, and Ewan...
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What was that?
Gugu Mbatha-Ra. You might know her from the hit TV series Loki as Judge Ravona Renslayer.
Okay. Yes, okay. Yes, of course I knew that.
Yeah. Barry Keoghan and Ewan McGregor. These are all members. These are a four-man team stationed there, and they're pretty much doing nothing. For, you know, large parts of their day are, you know, monitoring calls or, you know, if anybody has a mayday, stuff like that. But they're a four-person team when all of a sudden a covert operation in a slightly larger island nearby has gone awry, and they are called in to back up a secret agent played by Tom Hiddleston.
No way.
Yeah. Funnily enough.
As soon as I said it right here on mine, you were probably like, motherfucker.
Yeah. The reason why is...
He's so hot right now.
Three quarters of the way through this movie, you're going to realize that Tom Hiddleston is James Bond. But it's like a James Bond movie where James Bond is not the main character.
Operation 700. Is that the old switcher?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm leaning forward. Go on.
Interested, huh? So Dev Patel is the young naval officer that has always wanted a chance to prove himself. And spoiler alert, by the end of the film, when Tom Hiddleston dies, he will be recruited to be the new James Bond.
Okay. Now, is that the end?
Ewan McGregor plays his superior officer who's kind of always putting them down. Okay. Gugu Mbatha-Raw is the love interest, and Barry Keoghan is the younger member of the team who sacrifices himself to help the mission succeed. Ewan McGregor gets his comeuppance, and there's also a villain, but you're not really focusing on the James Bond of it all until the very end.
Now, I'll tell you what, I love the
title
guys on I love the coffee that they're serving here. The movie not so much. I love the idea of them not basically it being a variation of a James Bond movie, but a fairly original idea of, like, you're only introduced to him halfway through when he's already in deep shit.
Exactly.
Love that idea. Okay, I think that's a very fresh take on the franchise, if I may say so. I will say that. Now, I don't think he should die at the end.
Okay.
I think he should either pass the torch or maybe hook up with some broad.
Maybe
some
he island becomes broad. The new M. How about that? Tom Hiddleston.
What's M?
M is his handler. M was Judi Dench in the James Bond movies. So she was the one who'd be like, Bond, your mission here. So Tom Hiddleston could become the new M.
Yes, and I think that would possibly even suit him better.
Oh, okay.
To be honest. So yes, I like that. There was some stuff there that happened at the end I wasn't so sure about. Can't remember what it was.
Ewan McGregor is going to get his comeuppance. He's the kind of guy that's always putting down Dev Patel as, you know, he's his superior.
Right.
And he doesn't believe in Dev Patel. And Ewan McGregor.
I don't want Ewan McGregor. I promised Ewan McGregor he'd never work in this town again 15 years ago. And I tell you what, I have kept my word.
Have you?
Yeah. He hasn't been in movies, has he?
Yeah, yes, most definitely.
Why didn't anybody tell him?
Movies and Netflix. And
he's too nice-faced.
Okay.
Okay?
So
I would like... Hang on, I'll tell you.
Who is... the shitty, you know, sergeant major that...
Okay, hang on a second here.
HRN.
I think you could possibly do it with... what's your man's name?
From
Ralph Fiennes.
See, he's M in the James Bond movies at the moment.
Oh, is he?
And I think he's a bit too old, respectfully, sir.
Okay. You know, I'm also in my 50s.
Yeah, I think Ralph...
How dare you?
I think Ralph is closer to 60.
Okay. How about Paul Rudd? Sexiest man in the world.
It's a British cast, sir, respectfully. It's a James Bond film. Mm-hmm. They're Navy officers. I don't think Paul Rudd would really fit in.
Let me tell you something, Slick. If Paul Rudd's not in this movie, we walk. Now, will you give me a role for Paul Rudd?
I tell you what.
In fact, no, I'm the one telling you.
I tell you what. How about Paul Rudd plays the CIA counterpart that they have to touch base with? Because, you know, they'd be working together, the MI6 and the CIA, to try and take down this global terror. So he could play the Felix Leiter part.
Okay. I don't understand that, but yes. Sir, if you promise to not kill off James Bond and to change a few things that I request on a whim, then you have got yourself a thumbs up.
It's a go picture. Yes, sir. Very, whatever.
It's a go.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Very,
don't touch
me. Very happy. You won't regret this, sir.
Now, excuse me.
I'd see.
Now, this one, Terry.
Hi. Come on in. Have a seat. Would you like a fresca?
Hi. Hi, how's it going? Sorry, I'm just a little bit nervous.
It's okay. It's okay. Take your time.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Here at Happy Time Pictures, we want everybody to feel comfortable.
Okay. I was frisked in the hallway. Is that a policy?
Yeah, after some unfortunate instances, we have to.
Oh, I see. Well, you can't be too careful, huh? Sir, I have got a movie for you.
Please, I'm all ears.
Now, a girl breaks up with a guy.
Happens every day of the week.
Tell me about it, huh?
Taylor's all the time. I'm listening to one. Sorry, excuse me. I'm just excited.
She says she needs a spontaneous guy, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. She needs spontaneity. So she's going to go to Coachella across the country.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. The girl played...
Where does this girl live?
Midwest.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
The girl is played by Zendaya. Okay?
Oh, yeah. She's hot right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you see
Doom? The guy... No, I did not.
Okay.
I mean, yes, whatever you want me to say, sir.
I mean, you would think that somebody in your position in the industry would see, you know, one of the biggest movies out right now, but it's fine.
I've just been so busy writing.
Of course.
It's all consuming.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, you're doing great.
Okay, thank you. The guy is played by Joe Keery.
I don't know if I'm too familiar with this young up-and-comer. Mm.
You may have seen him in a...
could we pull up some Stranger Things?
He was in that movie where he's like an Uber driver who goes on a killing spree.
Oh, Steve. Why didn't you say so? Of course. Yeah. Steve. Yes. Yeah. So also very hot right now.
Yes.
Is he not a bit old for Zendaya, or are they contemporaries? She's, what,
22? I think he's like 29.
Okay. I think she skews a bit younger, but that's fine. I'm sure we can work around.
He's fresh faced. This is gonna be the role that makes her, sir.
I mean, okay. She's in a billion-dollar franchise already, but okay.
Nothing compared to this. Okay.
Wow. Now, big talk. So, I mean, we're always looking for billion-dollar movies here. So.
Well, you got them. Here at Happy Movie Industries, Inc.
Happy Time Movies Industries.
I've gone into the wrong building.
Well, while you're here, let's just keep going.
So he's devastated. She's off to Coachella with her friends. His friend, right, this is where you get his pal.
Okay.
He says, fuck that, dude. If she's going to party and get plowed all over America, so are you, dude. And his friend, Will Poulter.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I don't know, like, what's he in? What would people know him from?
You might know him from, he was in those Maze Runner movies. He was in We're the Millers. Yeah, very,
very odd, interesting-faced young lad.
You know, I first saw young Will Poulter in Channel 4 Comedy Lab. It was teenagers doing a sketch show. It was really, really quite hilarious at times. those UK guys, they got a different grasp on comedy than us over here, and I am all for it, let me tell you.
Is he English?
Yes, very much so.
Of course I knew that.
Oh, I like you. You've got a great sense of humor.
So, if I may, they embark on an epic road trip.
Oh, like the movie Road Trip. I see, yeah.
Yes.
Is there a milking masturbation scene in this movie?
It is not a milking masturbation scene, but there will be a hilarious... scene? Gratuitous sex scene, maybe solo, may have company. Okay,
I'm gonna need a masturbation scene.
Okay, it's kind of weird that you keep insisting on that, sir. But okay, it's funny. I'll just write that note.
It's just funny. Look at something
crazy
about Mary.
Guy wants wanking scene. Okay.
Something about Mary. There was a bit of jizz in her hair. Yeah. It made $1 billion.
That was 1997. Yeah,
98.
We should just do this.
What are you talking about? So, we are doing this.
He embarks on an epic trip to make him more spontaneous. So they have things like they wreck their dad.
Is it just the two?
It's just the two of them. Well, no. I think there's going to be two others. I don't have casting for them yet. So they do things like they survive a mob hit.
Saucy.
You know, but like comical, like Steve Buscemi is the mob boss.
Ooh,
like
I like that style. He's an old friend of mine. I'm sure we can.
Yes, Steve. Yeah. You and Steve, I'm sure, go way back.
I was trick or treating with my daughter outside his house the other day.
Again, he says he doesn't know you, man.
No, but he was doing it for everybody.
He says you were out there.
He was doing it for everybody. It was Halloween.
So they
don't you watch
dads.
Twitter? Well, aren't you on Twitter?
Yes, sir. But again, if I may, it's quite a complicated script. So they wreck their dad's car. They meet a group of...
Like Road Trip. Got it.
Europeans, I guess. I don't know. Some freaky stuff happens.
Like Road Trip.
Yeah, kind of.
No,
yeah.
You're pushing my buttons here.
I suppose it is a bit like both those movies combined. Sparks fly between him and one of the French girls in the European group that they party with. Mm. Who teaches him just to be himself.
You know,
okay?
You know, I was having lunch with Vin Diesel the other day, and he gave me a great bit of advice. International markets. He said, fill your movies with as many international stars as possible. Make $1 billion. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm kind of, you know, you keep interrupting the script to tell me who you had dinner with, sir. And while, I know you're a very important man. but I really am, you know, I put my heart and soul into this script, and you seem to just be wanting to brag about the people you've had dinner with. Okay. So if I If I can be allowed to just, we're very close, sir, okay? Are you all right?
Are you as close as me and Vin Diesel?
Very close. On the brim, sir. So, she teaches him just to be himself. So, he makes it to Coachella, but the mob have followed him there. They take a shot at him.
Now can I ask? I know Steve Buscemi is the boss. Are we going to have, like, his guys on the ground?
I was considering Joe Mantegna as being another one, sir.
He's a little bit older for what I would have been thinking. Could you give me somebody younger as, like, the young heavy? You know what I mean?
If anything, I
would say Joe Mantegna would be closer to Steve Buscemi.
The boss. Yeah. We're in possible talks with WWE Studios. We've got a couple of big guys there. We can get.
Could you get?
It is a seal of disapproval. No, he won't touch any WWE movie with their stamp on it. But
surely you could get Vince to get us in the room with Cena.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want Cena?
That's all I'm asking.
He's in.
He'd be a good tough guy, and he's got comedy.
He can do comedy.
Yeah. And he skewers four quadrants.
Okay.
Perfect.
I
what about that hair, too?
No. Yeah, he's got it.
Paid for it himself, I believe. Between you and me. That doesn't leave this room.
I'm officially lost. Okay, so close. So they take a shot at him, but it hits a member of the band that's playing on stage. Right?
Are they a real band? Like,
let's say Foo Fighters.
Ooh,
Dave Grohl is loving our script idea.
Wait, who gets hit? So it hits Taylor.
Dave Grohl
gets hit.
Dave Grohl gets hit. Okay.
I'm shocked.
So the police arrest the mob guys. Zendaya is front row. So she's like, oh no, my favorite band. I was having such a great time. So Joe Keery steps up, takes over guitar and lead vocal duties. And I have in brackets here, he shreds. Okay? So
now, can I ask
one last line? Hang on. Zendaya is blown away. She wants to get back with him. He, you know how it goes. He realizes he's better off without her. He dumps her for the Frenchie. The title? Now, this will get you. Tour of the Moment.
I'm not really sure what that means.
Well, you see, it's to do with the spontaneity, spur of the moment, but they're going on tour, kind of, so it's Tour of the Moment.
It's like a pun.
Yeah, so that's kind of my thing, I should have said from the start. What do you think?
Look, I love your energy. I really do. I'm gonna pass.
Okay.
It's a little bit broad for our Happy Time Studios.
I mean, your Happy Time Studios.
Are you having meetings with anybody else?
As a matter of fact, A24 are very interested.
Yeah, it really sounds like an A24 project. Why don't you go on over there and see how much money they're going to give you? They're going to,
you know, maybe I will.
They're going to pay for Dave Grohl.
He's interested.
It's a boutique studio.
How about instead of a road trip, they have to swim across an ocean or something? That's more A24 style.
Yeah, why don't you go pitch them that? Look, we're done here. Don't let the door hit you on your way out. We're now officially Angry Time Studios.
Just pull a lever. the words change in the front.
the face turns to a frowny face. Now get the hell out of here. Okay. Just three more pitches to go.
Okay. Jeez, half an hour in. Okay.
I blame myself for that last one.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Hit me. Come in.
Hi.
Just a second. Who told you to come in? Yeah, well, while you're here, you better sit down.
I'm here to pitch you my story ideas.
Oh, right. Tony, isn't it?
Terry, yeah. But,
oh, sure. Whatever. Sit down.
Tony's fine. It's fine.
Okay, go on. I'm just joking around. We like to have a lot of jokes here at Laffy Clown Productions.
Did you guys change the name of the studio? I thought it used to be...
Yeah, we'd like to keep it fresh. We'd like to keep it fresh.
I thought it used to be Paramount.
Oh, that was, I think, four or five names ago. We've had quite the rejuvenation, but anyway, please.
My idea is, well, it's a thriller.
Okay.
It's called The Original.
Okay.
Here's the logline. An overly confident professional hitman has his world turned upside down when his latest target turns out to be a legend in the field. After their encounter, the tables are turned when the hunter becomes the hunted.
So, let me get this straight. The hitman's target is a better hitman.
He is the guy that everybody talks about, as in, he is the gold standard, and he hasn't been working for a while.
Right.
And he doesn't realize it until he shows up. Because obviously the hitman is living under an assumed name in a sleepy town in the, you know, Colorado or something like that. Somewhere very unassuming.
Right. Interesting. And who is, who's paying for this job? Who wants the new hitman?
Now, this is the crux of it. So Michael B. Jordan is attached to play the professional, the new hitman, the younger model. Brad Pitt has expressed interest as being the original, as we like to call him, the OG. I didn't want to use the word...
Stick a pin in that. Okay, go on.
And Woody Harrelson is Michael B. Jordan's handler, but he's also the ex-partner of Brad Pitt, and he wants him out of the way so he can claim a fortune that they both have been sitting on for the last 20 years. They've got history.
And how does Brad Pitt dying get him his fortune?
Well, the reason why he wants him dead is he can go then.
Would you like some water? You're looking a little hot under the top.
He'll be the surviving member of the Tontaine that they were in, you see.
Okay. I believe it's pronounced Tontine.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tontine. My 17th century French isn't quite what it used to be.
Do you have some identification? This is a fake mustache. Okay, now, I have an issue with the casting of one of your characters.
Brad?
It's Brad.
Okay. What you guys have some beef going back, or?
I have beef, not necessarily with him himself, we've never actually met, but I don't care for the way he basically plays Brad Pitt and eats in every movie. Nothing seems to phase him, and I'm going to need, if someone's after you, I want him to be phased. I don't think Brad Pitt can give me scared.
See, I don't think you were listening, sir.
Uh-huh.
The idea is Michael B. Jordan tries to assassinate Brad Pitt and fails, and now he is on the run from Brad Pitt. So, of course, Brad Pitt wouldn't be phased.
Okay.
Brad Pitt,
apologies.
The hunter, Michael B. Jordan, has become the hunted.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to need Michael B. Jordan's character to actually be called Hunter.
Okay. We can do that. Yeah.
I'm going to need to be a little bit on the nose here.
Hunter. Hunter Williams. Hunter, how about that?
Hunter Shooty.
That's very on the nose.
Hunter Bangs. Hunter, you know, something. Hunter Nine Gauge. Something, you know. Yeah. Hunter Flex.
Hunter
B. Hunterson. Hunter B. Hunting. Parents had a sense of humor, huh? Okay,
Hunter,
well, you know what?
Hunter Gold.
Ooh, okay. Well, now you got my voice all kinds of deep. And what about
who would you rather I have in there than Brad? Like I say, Brad is just interested. He's not, nothing is signed.
Well, you know, Will Smith has just come off a hugely successful King Richard movie. Hollywood's just, you know, with the success of his book and everything, he's really, you know,
I mean,
he's really back in business.
We thought about Will. We did. Mm-hmm. It just has big Gemini Man vibes. And I don't think we want to be reminding the public about that movie now, do we?
Interesting.
You want this to make money, don't you?
Okay. Yes. That is a prerequisite. I do want it to make money. I don't want Brad Pitt anywhere near the set.
Okay.
So you give me right now his replacement, or we walk.
Can I ask?
I'll sit.
What about Keanu? Is Keanu free? Can we get Keanu?
Yes. Keanu would work. Now, you may be embarking on a bit of a John Wick.
There is that.
You know. But you know what? We can come back. We can stick a pin in that.
What about, I don't know, if maybe he's kind of got a bit of salt and pepper going now. What about Oscar Isaac?
Oscar, I hear the name a lot.
You know the name.
Oscar Isaac. Okay.
Yeah?
Temporarily, sure.
I mean, he was in the Star Wars.
If anything, I would like Michael B. Jordan to be the OG, although he might be too young.
He's too young. I'm picking some, you know. Okay, but fine. Do you not think Michael B. Jordan gives you that, like, I'm the greatest at what
cocky,
I do? Yeah. And then he has to be like, oh shit, you are clearly not the best, to quote Gemini Man.
Okay.
Back to him.
I am going to, I tell you.
And Woody's giving you good sleaze as the sleazy man.
Yeah, and I like the fact that he was a former partner. It needs a bit of work, the whole gold tontine angle.
You know what? How about this? Straight off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that Woody is about to... There's something coming up from Woody's past. And the only person left that could possibly know about / testify against is Oscar Isaac, and that's why he needs him gone.
Now you've got something. That's what. Now you see, that's what this is all about. Just a free flowing, bouncing ideas. Now you've got yourself a movie. Now you got a credible reason why he's going through all this. I'm going to give it a thumbs up, to be honest.
Big fan. Well, I just like I say, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Great. Okay, great.
I can't believe I'm working with Crazy Clown Productions.
I know, it's a dream come true. Doors over there.
Who do I go to get my check?
Just speak to Chuckles in the corner.
Oh, the big guy?
Chuckles will take care of you.
Right this way. Okay.
Very good.
We're coming around the bend. Here we go. Okay.
Okay. Now, this is a very... First of all, excuse me. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for agreeing to meet with me. I know you must be a very busy man.
Yeah, I am.
Sure.
I am.
I am important. Now, I've...
Take a seat.
Only really... okay, great. Thank you.
Actually, you know what?
Sit down or... okay, standing. Are we...
You know what? Let's both sit down.
Okay, great.
This is better. This is better. This is better, isn't it?
okay,
much better energy. Okay.
Now. Okay, sir. You got a bit of white there.
Cool.
The
yeah. Okay. So you got ideas?
Yeah. You're just okay. I'm gonna compose myself.
Yeah, me too.
It is a horror movie, sir. Oh. Now I'm sure you'll agree that
kids
the problem
like to be scared.
Of Yes, they do, sir. I think you'll find that the problem with horrors is that a lot of them follow the same formula, and they're very, you know, they're very similar. Yeah. You kind of feel like you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah.
Now,
totally.
As a big fan,
I've seen them all.
Okay. You may have seen a movie called It Follows.
No.
Okay.
And I've seen all the horror films. That's not a horror movie.
Okay. I think you'll find it was actually regarded as one of the better horror movies released in the last maybe 10 years. I would recommend.
Well, it's a great
is there something here. Is there something on your gums, sir?
Nothing.
Now, I've only really got a tagline here, sir, because I didn't have a lot of time to prepare for this meeting. And I just gave two brilliant script ideas there yesterday. So, in this one, this is a horror
I heard
where
they kicked your ass out of Happy Time.
They did.
Had to change the logo to Angry Time because of your meeting.
Yes, that was unfortunate, but we're still in talks. Now, in this one, a horror where someone is faced with their worst nightmare, right? So they go to sleep, they're faced with their worst nightmare, but it's very real. Now, I will need some assistance with this, sir. The only way that they can wake, the only way that they can wake up, so if they, basically the dream keeps going. So they sleep during the day, they sleep during the night. And, you know, if they get hurt in the dream, they get hurt in real life, okay?
So but while they're awake, they're also asleep?
No, they're asleep the whole time.
Oh, okay.
But
they sleep for 24 hours?
Or as long as it takes to get to end
the dream.
Worst Ooh. Nightmare, wow, okay? The only way that they can wake up is to find someone that they love in their dream and give it to them. So it's like It Follows style. Okay. Now, what it is, I don't quite know. But when they give it to them, they, in real life, are asleep living their worst nightmare.
So it has to be someone they love. It can't just be, say,
to be
me
someone
to you.
That means something. Say, it can't just be...
Say me to you.
Okay. Yes, there would have to be someone that they... A family member or a close personal friend. You know, certainly not a Hollywood cokehead who...
So like me and John Travolta. I meet John Travolta in my dream. What do? I have sex with him? Is that what you're saying?
I think you misunderstood.
You said give it
when
to
I
him.
I said give it to him. I mean, give them the. It's a thing. Well, I don't know what the thing is yet. It could be a book or an egg or I don't know yet.
Charles got plenty of eggs.
Okay.
They vibrate.
It could be. Okay. Wow. but that's very interesting. I'm not really interested in the life, private or otherwise, of John Travolta. But they basically have to give
something
to them.
Okay. Are we going to get sued?
No.
This movie you're talking about. Are we going to get sued?
By on what grounds?
Plagiarism.
What are we plagiarizing, sir?
Their whole premise of the movie. You just said it.
It Follows?
Yes, that one.
No, this is a worst nightmare style. It's only It Follows style in that the only way that you can get rid of it is to give it to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, all I've got left is... Here's the ad, sir. Picture this, okay? And you get the whole nightmare vibe. It's just a kid singing very slowly, right? Stars shining bright above you. Okay? And it goes through the whole thing.
It's a pretty deep voice for a kid.
Yeah, but you know, it's just my singing voice. It's a blessing and a curse, sir. And it's called, as she says it, it appears on screen.
Dream a little dream. I love it.
A little dream of me. And that's kind of all I've got, to be honest. I didn't have a lot of time to prepare. My big ideas got shafted yesterday, and I didn't have a lot of time to come up with much.
You know, you're lucky I'm taking this meeting. The word going around town after your meeting yesterday. But I like you. I like you, kid. Okay, I see a lot of myself in you.
That's unfortunate, but yes. Thoughts on the movie, though, particularly?
Needs a lot of work. A lot of work. But I like that tagline.
Excellent. We can work. Let's start with the tagline.
Who's in it? Sorry. Who's in this movie? Who have you got?
Who do you want to be in it?
You tell me. You're writing the character. Is the main character a boy, a girl?
The main character is a girl.
Okay.
Don't have a role.
Can you get me Anya Taylor-Joy?
Gesundheit.
The chess girl. Can you get me the chess girl?
From
the chess show. From the chess show.
You mean the very popular Netflix chess show thing? Yeah. The Queen's Gambit, of course. She is in fact available.
Okay. Who's the one she loves?
She loves her brother.
I don't know.
Look, I don't have.
I'm
or
not
whatever.
So sure
I don't
about
have.
That incest isn't a real big player these days.
Again,
except for that one movie I watched, In the Tall Grass.
Yeah,
have you seen that movie?
Actually, incest. But I mean love. I mean like sibling love, sir. It's not a. There's no sex in this movie.
It's got to be a bit of sex though.
Well, maybe you don't see anything, but maybe you just it's implied. Or
what are we making okay? What are we making a Marvel movie here?
A
horror movie. We want a bit of sex.
Okay, great. Maybe that's how. No, that's it. Follows. I was going to say maybe
that
if
is
they
it
have
follows.
Sex. That is literally it. Follows.
That's what I thought you were going for.
But you haven't seen it, so.
But I hear things.
Thumbs up, thumbs down?
It's a thumbs down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 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 Wow. I wasn't expecting it
Look,
like that.
I like you. You're a good kid. Would you like a bump for the road?
Yeah, what the hell? Okay. Goodbye.
Chuckles, bring it in.
Right, boss. All right. So, last pitch.
Here we go. We're making it.
Come in.
Hi.
Sir, you're still behind the door. You have to turn the handle.
Sorry.
Hi there.
Hi.
Come on. That's it. Come on in. Yep. Come on. Don't be shy. Okay.
Here.
Sit down.
Here.
No, not on the table, on the couch.
Sorry, over here. Okay.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Terry. I'm...
Of course, Terry Boner. Nice to see you.
It's Toner with a T. TT, people call me, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, my mistake. What have you got for us, TB?
Well, I've got a pitch about a coming-of-age story with a bit of a darker edge to it. Okay?
Cancel my 1 o'clock. Okay.
So four friends from high school go on a trip before they all move away for college or start work in the real world. Some of them.
Let me tell you, this better be original now, because this plot. Because this plot has been done, sir. So,
I know that this is a jumping off point.
Okay.
So
great. Sorry.
They take a trip to. A beach town to have one last hurrah, one blower with the boys. And on the trip, after a bunch of partying and trying to score some drugs off a local drug dealer, it doesn't quite go to plan.
Oh no! What happened?
Later on that night on the beach, after they've had a really good night, they stumble across the drug dealer dead. And sack of cash.
Well, hello. Okay.
So.
Okay.
They decide to hide the body. They bury the body under the boardwalk, under the sand. Take the cash and go to separate ways.
Okay.
7 years later.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The dead body is found. And one of their group turns up dead.
One of the four kids?
Yeah, one of the four kids turns up dead. Is somebody hunting them for their past sins?
Hmm. Is there? Well, is there?
Yes, yes, there is.
And have you got anyone in mind for the movie?
Well, you know, I was thinking I like those Stranger Things kids. You know, they could a couple of them could be in it.
Okay, it'd be a bit. You know, to get all of them.
No, I don't mean together. I don't mean all of them. I mean, okay. Could you get me? I can
get you Eleven and the curly-haired kid.
I like the guy with no teeth. Could we get him?
Yeah, the curly-haired kid.
Yeah, yeah. So I like him. He could be. I was also thinking of. Here's somebody who would be great. Would be the kid from Room.
Of course.
I can't remember his name. Room. He was Oscar nominated.
Of course.
Jacob something.
Yep. Oh, Jake. Yeah, of course. I got him out of a sticky situation a couple of weeks ago. So let's just say he owes me one.
He voices Pete the Cat. Jacob Tremblay. He could be the lead.
That little snap boy. Okay. The lead?
Yeah.
He's 15.
Perfect.
But what happens 7 years later? How are you going to get him to look?
Somebody else plays him 7 years okay, later.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that this child is about to leave for college. So not only is he too young to play that. Okay.
Maybe he's too young.
We'll come back to that. I appreciate kids.
Are, I don't know. I don't like them, actually.
Yeah, Stranger Things kids. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sour on them.
Sir, it concerns me if you're willing to jump ship that quickly.
What about the idea, though? Do you like the idea?
Okay. It's a little light. Okay.
Look, I don't need this. I've already sold 2 of my ideas this week.
Okay, I've literally just given you that just a little bit of constructive criticism there. I really feel like you're jumping the gun a bit there. I'm not saying I'm not interested. If you change it completely, maybe we can talk. I need actors.
This is the ending. It turns out the one that turned up dead.
Yeah,
committed suicide. So it wasn't really anybody after them, after all. Their paranoia after the terrible thing they did all those years.
So the kid who winds up dead 7 years later, that's just an unfortunate coincidence?
No, he killed himself.
Right.
Because...
Why does he kill himself, sir? Because didn't they find the body already?
Fine, they killed the body by accident.
You said...
They killed the drug dealer by accident, okay?
Okay, they push him off a pier or something.
Yeah, exactly. Break his neck.
He hits his head off a rock.
No, yeah, neck okay. snapped.
Okay.
That's non-negotiable.
Okay. Breaks head on rock. Okay.
Breaks neck on rock.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. Now that you've added that, just that little bit of, spice to it, I'm more interested. I'll give it a wavering
side. Here's something else. So when the body is identified, the drug dealer's tough family start getting all in the media saying, oh, he disappeared 7 years ago. You know, we'll find out who did this. And that's driving the guy's paranoia. Mm. You know, and you can see how some of them
possibly taken to drugs. One or two of them.
Well, I was going to say some are flourishing. You know, some are.
One's a family man. He hasn't told his wife.
I know you like this kind of thing. One's a Wall Street trader. You know, how about that?
I do like that.
Yeah.
One,
like you say, has taken the drugs. Mm-hmm. You know, some try and do good. Say, some is like one of them is like a counselor. To try and help people work through trauma, maybe, you know?
Okay. I will offer you a budget right here of $250,000.
How am I going to make a movie on that?
That's your problem. You want it or not?
$250,000 for my script, yes. Then you make the
movie. And another $250,000.
Then you make the movie.
I wasn't ready for that.
I'm washing my hands of this. Okay. You give me the check.
What's it called?
It's called The Longest Weekend. Because it's lasted 7 years.
What about the 7-year switch? I'm a bit of a punsman. I should have mentioned that at the start. Well, I'm sure you can tell from the title on the front of the building there that we feature heavily in pun-related movie titles.
What's the name of the company again?
Pun Times. It's a play on Fun Times. It was when we were just starting. We weren't great at puns then. But now, it's kind of our calling card, okay? So,
how about
7-year switch
year
for you?
Stretch. Because you could end up doing...
Where's the pun there, though?
7 years in the clink.
Okay. 7-fear itch. Okay. Huh?
Look, you can, once you give me my check, you can call it whatever you want, okay?
Okay, great. $250,000. Do not cash until November 2035. There you go.
Excuse now, me? What was that last
there
part?
There you go.
What was that last part?
There you go. Now, out you go. Okay.
So you're buying it, yeah?
Yes, I'll give it a thumbs. It's at a 45-degree angle, but
down?
It's pointing upwards.
Oh.
No,
55 upwards then.
45 upwards is what I said, sir, is pointing up. So tentative yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes is a yes is a yes.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I don't think we've ever embellished on the...
Somehow this turned scenario. Into our first sketch comedy show ever. Well, I hope you enjoyed this nonsense for the past... What are we at here?
Hour! I don't know. I hope people enjoy listening to this as much as we enjoy doing it. I think this is a podcast that I'm most excited about listening back to that we've ever recorded. Maybe we just find the funny. I hope it's not just.
I think
us.
There's some good stuff in there.
That's some good stuff. Great, great ideas, Terry.
Yeah, thank you.
Great ideas.
I came up with the James Bond one while watching James Bond. How about that?
Interesting.
Wild, right?
Interesting.
Yeah,
a lot of fun. Let us know which one was the best.
Oh yeah.
If you
How
could let us know,
and
we can both take it. Let us know which one was the best.
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. Like.
And the winner gets a prize.
As always, you get the big L from me when you're behind the paywall here. So I love you.
Big throbbing L from me here too, folks.
Say it.
I love you. I love you. I love you, all right?
I love you, 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 I love you.
On that note, folks, we're back next week. For more fun and games.
Yeah,
so.
We haven't decided what's on the docket. Could be our radio show. How about that? So we might be putting out a Q&A on Patreon, a Q&A on Instagram and stuff like that. Like, just if you have any Qs, we will have the A's.
So keep an eye on the skis, by which I mean the social media accounts. And thanks very much for joining
us. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast, guys. We cannot stress that enough. You guys are the best.
Yeah.
We love you.
You are the best.
We love you. That's from both of us.